You are now tuned in to Let's Talk Ferrella, and this is a new segment I like to call Cypher Something. I have some guest stars with me that I'm going to introduce you after this amazing beat. Shouts out to Bob. Blah! Hey, yo, what's good, everybody? This is Let's Talk Ferrella, and I'm sitting here with my man today. Go ahead and say your name, nigga.
Stunner Man Stan, one and only, comes straight out of Westside, Nigeria.
Okay, my man's is straight out of Westside, Nigeria. So today, shit, man, we're going to sit here and we're going to talk about money. Like, how do you feel about the money game, stock market, housing market? Like, what you feel niggas need to know? Like, what's some shit that you peeping right now?
Right now, I feel like everything is getting hyped up, you feel me, with the crypto, Doge,
you feel me? It's because of fucking Elon Musk and Reddit, bro.
Yeah, that shit's getting hyped up, and I feel like it's about to reach its pinnacle soon, you feel me? It's going to ultimately lead to demise pretty soon, like a couple of years.
Shit, bro, it's from projections and everything, it said that shit is scheduled to fucking fall by, like, the beginning of 2022.
For sure. I mean, I'm not really on the side right now, because they said the same thing about Bitcoin, like, a couple years ago. You feel me? Talking about, oh, it's not really worth this much. I mean, this shit finna hit, it's finna hit 100. It's finna hit 100, like.
Easy.
It's projected to make 100, to hit 100.
Bitcoin, so. Litecoin, VeChain, Cardano, all kind of cryptocurrencies are scheduled to blow, because what a lot of people don't understand is how everybody's getting stimuluses and getting all their money and shit. Right. What's going up is inflation, which means that everything that you have every single day is going up in price and value. And the value of money is decreasing, and that's why you're seeing all the crypto markets jump and go crazy.
Facts. That's facts.
So, honestly, it's just a matter of time before the crypto market resets, and then we can all jump in. Because, look, you heard of SafeMoon, right?
SafeMoon, yeah.
How you feel about SafeMoon?
I feel it's all hype, bro.
It is.
They pay all these activists, you know, they pay all these TikTok influencers to hype it up.
100%.
Buy into it. It gets promoted. You feel me?
They put their money in.
Yeah, and then after that, it's just.
But see, even deeper, SafeMoon is just supposed to be like on the same exact level as Dogecoin, but except. So what a lot of people don't understand is when it comes to cryptocurrency, the only way to really evaluate the market is just to see how many coins that they have in stock.
Right.
Like, shit. Like, Stutter Man, you got 10 cookies. Mm. It's 20 niggas that want those 10 cookies. So now each cookie has value. Double the amount of value, because double, it's more people that want it. But SafeMoon, nigga, SafeMoon has 617 trillion coins in stock.
Bro,
what does that mean? That means it's not going to accumulate value until that depletes. Nah. Nigga, I spent $100 and got 25 million shares. That shit ain't going to blow soon. Yeah. It ain't going to blow soon.
And like, with Biden right now in office and shit, it's like he's trying to really tax, you feel me? Like, if you really made bread, if you really made cheese off Bitcoin or off any type of crypto, you're going to get taxed for that.
I seen that punk ass shit.
Yeah, so I feel like people ain't gonna like that, so it's gonna really, like, they're gonna try to steer away from it.
Okay, so, did you hear about Joe Biden also trying to combine all three of our largest credit bureaus into one?
Shit, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, so he's thinking about combining all three of our credit bureaus into one, and for guys like me and you with good credit, you know what I'm saying? Two black men with good credit, it's gonna be...
Something slight.
You know what I'm saying? Something slight, something rare, write that shit down. But it's going to be extremely easier for us to build our credit, because things like your rent will automatically be reported. Things like your subscriptions will automatically be reported.
Shit, I fuck with that, though.
That's a plus.
Hell yeah, that's like, okay, it's making it easier. You feel me? It's like 3-in-1.
It's making it easier, like, versus all that shit. Like, you get swindled by the IRS and you try to make...
You already on your shit.
Exactly. Exactly. So, shit. Besides Joe Biden just, shit, being a alright person, he really... He making shit happen. I ain't gonna lie. I really love what he's doing with, like, all the clean air. Trying to get us... I like that shit, honestly.
Yeah. Stock market ain't really fuck with him, though.
Nah, the stock market don't.
Tax, he's trying to implement. I mean, he's not.
But it's like the stock market is so fucked up. I mean, the stock market is so, like, as many people try to say, oh, it's freedom to do this, X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. Did niggas forget what the fuck Robinhood did to AMC and GameStop when we all try to get millionaire?
Rebo did that, pulled that bullshit.
Oh, okay, but if you look deeper, all them niggas did that. Why? Because they had one investor. God. One sole proprietor. Oh, God. That told them, hey, niggas is eating too much. as soon as the rich, like when the rich could fuck us, it's cool, but as soon as we don't want to get fucked, they want to put a stop to it.
That shit janky, bro.
How do you blatantly, like, that'll make no fucking sense. No fucking sense at all. But how beneficial do you think knowing about money is, especially in times like these?
It's vital. If you're not on game right now, bro, I feel bad for you. It's really vital. It's like, it's we're in the most important time right now to really, like, learn about, you get on your financial stuff. You feel me? Like, if you're really not on game right now, bro, I just feel bad for you. We had all this time during coronavirus, you feel me, lockdown and shit.
Say that.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, bro, it's vital. It's really, really important, bro.
Bro, put
the
it
this. Most millionaires are made in times of depression, you feel me? It's like.
Facts.
Times like where it's like scarcity, you feel me?
Look.
It's really, you feel me?
Look, to add on to what you're saying, I 100,000% agree. Because, nigga, if 2020 didn't make you a bigger hustler than you was the year before, then you deserve to be in the position you in. And if your job was affected by 2020, then that was not the position you were meant to be in.
That's 100.
That's 1,000%. And just how you said how money is made during times of depression, think about it. If you was thrown in a forest with no food, no nothing, what's going to kick in? Your survival instincts. So what happens when the money get low? Your survival instincts kick in. You learn how to get money. Oh, damn, nigga, all of a sudden, I know how to build some shit, nigga. I know how to do a crypto miner hella shit.
Yeah, bro, I was listening to this dude, Naval. He said, he was talking about if you drop them off in a foreign country with nothing, come back 5 years, he will be, you feel me, a millionaire or like, really well off, you feel me?
Uh-huh.
And that just goes to show, it's like, it's not about, it's all about what you know, bro. It's like,
it's all about what you know. Like, I feel like the education on money is such a big fucking deal. Why we weren't taught about it in high school is a fucking mystery. But I feel like education is absolutely everything. Like, how come there's not a class called Transition to Real Life? Where they teach you stocks and investments.
They don't want you to know that, bro. They don't want you to know that, bro.
Why do you think that is? I feel like it's because America's a gigantic factory and they need to employees.
America's a business, bro. America's a business, not a country, bro. It's a business.
100,000%. I mean, shit, even look at about how fucked up our medical system is. Stanley, of course we got the cure for fucking cancer, but why would we give you cure when we can make you pay $1,200 a month for the rest of your life? Why we would rather, America would rather sustain than a cure. Man. And that's so fucked up. Like, yeah. I don't understand it. And it's like, shit, I feel like you gotta know about credit, stocks, investments.
This day and age, you got to.
At this day and age, if you're not learning about it or teaching yourself, you're blatantly just shooting yourself in the fucking foot. Yeah.
Your future generation as well.
What's up, nigga? Speak up. You ain't gotta be smooth criminal. Shit. This nigga licking his lips and shit, y'all. Nigga, if you lick your lips one more motherfucking time and brush your damn hair.
This nigga, this shit recording?
Yeah, we just talking. Ain't nothing get edited out. You can speak up, dude.
Show, bro. So I'm just mellow right now, nigga. Low key.
So what do you think? How do you feel? What do you think is the biggest, how do you say, what's the word? Would you rather look like you have it, or would you actually rather have it?
Come on, bro. What type of question is that, bro?
Hey, but wait, though. For people like me and you who know the value of a dollar, it makes sense. Yeah. But obviously, from social media and the world we live in, that's not the hype that everybody's going for.
I mean, but it's like pretty obvious, bro. It's like,
why would you say it's pretty obvious?
It's just common sense. You feel me? It's like, it's common sense, bro. I'd rather have it. I don't give a fuck. I'd rather have it than look like I have it.
But nigga, do you know how many, nigga, I don't know why they always do a statistic. Do you know what the statistic is on how many people lease a Benz and how many people actually own one? Less than half of a half of a half. Nigga, you can go to Mercedes. Shit, the Mercedes-Benz dealership right here in the hood. Well, shit, right there over there by where you stay. Nigga, you go over there, they'll tell you right now, yeah, the amount of people that come in here and buy a Benz is non-existent. They all lease it.
Shit. I mean, I know motherfuckers that lease that really do have the cheese. You feel me? But it's like, it's all preference at the end of the day.
Personally, I feel like leasing is better than buying.
Yeah, because like,
maintenance is included.
Facts.
You can always get the newer model. If you was to buy the car, bro, if you bought a $35,000 Benz, by the time it's paid off, you're not going to sell it for that much, not even close to that price.
Man, and you already pay hella maintenance out of your own pocket, so.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, the goal is to be well-rounded, bro. It's just to be well-rounded in all aspects of life. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, shit. Not to just look like you got the shit.
Exactly, but it's like, I feel like that super just comes from within. Like, before you try to get on your wealth journey, I feel like you really got to sit back and just evaluate what you feel is important to you.
Facts. Self-reflection.
Self-reflection.
You got to know yourself. For sure.
Fucking.
Hell yeah, and I feel like, in today's society, bro, with the social media shit, it be getting a lot of motherfuckers' heads.
It do. It's like, social media.
Are really living, like, for other people's, you feel me?
Gratification. You know what I call that? I call that the revenge. You ever heard of the revenge success game?
Nah, put me on game, bro.
So look, to put you guys on game, the revenge success game is, instead of me sitting here wanting to boss up for my family, wanting to boss up for my people, I'm wanting to boss up for the gratification of another person. Like, for example, damn, this motherfucker over here really doing it. You know what? I'm going to do it too and really shit on niggas. Watch when I get this car. I'm going to really stun on niggas.
Man.
Watch when I get that cheese. I'm going to really ball on a bitch. But it's like, in reality, why not just get that car for yourself?
Right.
You want to chase money to ball in a bitch? Do you not realize you lose money chasing women, but you'll never lose women chasing money?
That's facts.
Come on, bro.
That's all tops.
Like, that's 100,000. That's 100,000%. But shit, nigga, even on social media, like, niggas live a persona in real shit. Tekashi 6ix9ine.
We ain't even gonna speak on that.
Don't fucking sign up for a persona that you are not ready to live until the day that you die.
Message.
And then it's like, shit, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get me a house.
On God. But not in this market, though.
Nah.
In this market right now. I say wait like a cool two to three years, bro.
Two to three?
Yeah. We United States is, bro, it's like,
but it's like,
bro, think about it, bro. They pumping hella money into the economy, bro. They trying to get that shit right back.
They are.
they trying to get that shit right back.
That's exactly
like they say it takes 400 years for economy, like an average economy lasts 400 years, and the United States is nearing like its demise, bro. It's like they finna it's we're in the years of the downfall, bro, because China finna take over shit. And United States not going to be the big dog no more. Because, like...
Not at all. We're too worried about race and nationality versus really coming together and pushing each other. Too many
internal issues.
Way too many.
It's just like... And going back to the housing market, bro. I'm not going off topic and shit.
Yeah.
But going back to the housing market, that shit finna fall. We going to another depression. So I'm like... I advise motherfuckers to really, like, get on that game. Like... All this fucking EDD, PPP loan shit that y'all doing, y'all better stack y'all cheese and keep that, bro.
Hey, look.
Just buy some assets that's going to generate more money, you feel me?
G.O.D., for all my niggas getting it out the street, still getting it out the street, no disrespect to y'all niggas, but if you getting it out the street still, nigga, then you better learn how to utilize your money a lot better than what you was doing. I'll say that.
G.O.D.
Come on, bro. How many niggas you know that got arrested for doing EDD? Because the first thing they did was flex it and then had fucking all the EDD cards at their motherfucking house.
And get that shit right back to designer stores.
Gave it right back. But why? She's like, crazy, bro. And that's the whole looking like you got it rather than actually having it.
Bro, we're in the Matrix, bro.
I 100,000% believe that we live in a
fucking matrix
simulation. Did I ever tell you that?
For sure, bro. I believe in fucking aliens, bro.
No, bro, you kind of gotta be really fucking retarded to not know that aliens 100,000% exist.
But there's a theory out there that's like millions of years ago. You feel me? It's like aliens came through
the Anunnaki.
They slid on planet Earth. You feel me? And then just. They modified our DNA. That's why humans are like, you feel me, like different from the rest of the animals.
You do know that there's been intelligence. You know there's been proven that there's a 12th planet in our solar system that goes in the opposite formation than all the other planets. The planet that the aliens supposedly came from is called Nibiru, and the aliens were called Anunnaki. Like all the aliens that they tell you about, bro, they were from within our solar system.
Hey, nigga, spark that up.
I am, nigga. I'm packing it. Oh, nigga, you see this glass filter, nigga? I wrote this one just for you, nigga. Shit. Do you believe in Hollow Earth?
Bro, Hollow Earth?
What?
Explain.
Okay, so put it this way. So, you know I wouldn't say for a fact, but the deepest hole on the planet by man is a drill in Russia, and it only goes 22,000 miles into the earth, bro. 22,000 miles. Do you? Miles. Yeah, into the earth's surface. We have no idea if the earth has a core officially.
Damn.
The earth having a core is 100,000% a hypothesis. And think about this, bro. I can show you so many different articles about how you do know that there's a hole in Antarctica, three times the size of Ireland, right?
Sheesh, I didn't know that. It's a lot of shit going on in the world, bro. The world is big as fuck. Think about it, bro.
It's big as
fuck. Why don't they let regular motherfuckers like me and you go to Antarctica? You feel me? Cause I feel like they hide some shit.
Bro, that's where they are.
Bro, I feel like they hide some shit down there.
Look, my nigga. Okay, look, put it this way. If there's no aliens there, why does every country, state, continent, island have a peace treaty with Antarctica? Man. Why is that? Nigga, do you not know that that hole that's in Antarctica, mother, like so many researchers, okay, they're in 1945, they had a discovery of the firmament. You heard of the firmament, right? Yeah, the whole theory of the earth being flat and everything.
Yeah.
They have another exploration called the hollow earth exploration. If they don't believe that there's something within our world, then why the fuck did they take, what was it, 30 planes, 25 tanks, and over 1,300 soldiers to Antarctica? To Antarctica. And you know what their mission was? To meet an entity. Who the fuck did these niggas meet? And you know what's so crazy, what's so scary about history? As much as we sit here and think we know, you only know as much as we was taught. The only information I might have over you is if I read a different book. We only know what...
You think the news today is fake? Bro, just think about history.
Think about history. And you know what's so crazy for us being black men? Look, put about it this way. We both know about slavery and how white people act and all this, right? Why in Stockton Unified School District are they abolishing teachers from teaching elementary schools about systematic racism? It's already passed in Georgia and also in Tennessee.
Like I said, bro, they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know. They want you to stay asleep and not question shit.
And see, but look, though, and that's when it really gets deep. Like, we talking about aliens, and then look, our generation knows about slavery. We gonna know about it until we die. If you create a new generation of children that don't know nothing about it, what's gonna happen 40 years from now? Slavery is gonna be a joke because nobody knows what you're talking about. Who's to say that the cowboys was really aliens? Who's to say the Native Americans wasn't a whole nother species of man? Everything could have easily been changed. Nigga, you know what the history books say about slaves now? African helpers that came over to assist. Yeah. Is that what they saying?
They trying to fucking downplay that.
They trying to fucking downplay it, and it's really fucking happening, bro. I mean, shit, think about it. We say that we got the media to keep contact with everything. Bro, how many times have you experienced something going on? You're like, oh, wow, they blocking it out. We can't see. Who's to say there's not a gigantic alien battle happening in Idaho right now? Yeah. And if they shut off everybody's shit, they just going to be sitting there.
Yeah, that's why.
You
that's
only why. Know what you're allowed to see.
Exactly, bro. That's why we need a decentralized app, bro. It's just, you feel me? It's like, you know how, like, crypto is a decentralized form of currency.
Correct. Like,
you don't need a dollar. If you have Bitcoin, you could purchase this. If you have Doge, you can.
Yeah.
Shit like that. If you have an app like that, where you can post whatever you want, you feel me? It's like, you don't need to post it on Instagram. You don't need to post it on Twitter or TikTok. They're going to shadow ban you. Or, like, you feel me, take your shit down. Like, real important news, though. You feel me? But it's a good and bad.
To be honest, that would be insane. You could call the app the real news. Imagine going on there and you seeing fucking extraterrestrial life just. Or fucking you seeing something like, wait, bro, what? Somebody just got fucking slaughtered on the news. Or shit, nigga, what they should have is a website that just shows you live stream footage of body cams.
Man, that's a good idea, oh God.
Yeah. But honestly, to keep touch on the base about money and looking like you got it and taking care of your people, what kind of rich person would you say you are? Like, are you the type of person to get and obtain the knowledge and come back and take care of your folks? Or are you the type of person to get the knowledge, worry about yourself, and just vanish on niggas?
Crazy. That's a good question. But I'm not rich yet, but I aspire to be. And the type of person, I really aspire to be is like, because I aspire to be rich in time, bro. Like, having a lot of time and just do whatever you want, bro. Without having to, like, reporting, like, to this nigga. Without having to clock in, do this. You know what I'm saying? Just having time to, like, really... Having the time and financial, you feel me, foundation to really do what you want. And, like...
1,000% agree.
Spend time with your family. Spend time with your people. Really embrace them. Our time on this fucking rock is limited. So having time is really the greatest luxury.
I 1,000% agree. Like, I feel like the type of riches I don't know. Like, I really feel like first you got to speak that shit into existence. You speak it, therefore you are, therefore you become. So it's like, hey, instead of saying if I get rich or I want to be, well, when I'm rich, when I got my money, when I make my time, then I'll be able to accomplish all those things.
Exactly.
Because shit, type nigga I am, I'ma for sure get the blueprint and come back and take care of my people.
Off tops.
There's no way I could be a selfish ass nigga, get the bag, and the only thing I want to do is flex on niggas. Like, come on, bro, niggas be around me and be like, oh, bro, nigga, that's a nice Rolex. Oh, for real? I could show you exactly how to get one. Would you want me to give you the Rolex or give you the game to buy yourself your own Rolex?
Man, it's like that one saying, you could teach a person to fish.
If you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach a man a fish, you feed him for a lifetime.
Forever. And his future generation. God.
Exactly. So we just young men out here just trying to catch some fish, honestly.
Yeah,
and
man.
Shit, it's so much money to be made out here.
Hell yeah. Like how this nigga Bill Gates making hella money off these vaccines.
I ain't fucking with the vaccine shit. I can't do it.
I don't know, but I can't really choose a side. I'm just...
Unless it's mandatory.
It's fishy, bro. It's like they came up with that shit way too quick, bro.
Bro, they came up with that shit faster than they found a cure for fucking shit. Apparently, according to them, COVID was killing more people than any virus we've ever had. But you know the statistics is you're more likely to die from the vaccine than the actual virus?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Shit, nigga, you been vaccinated? No.
Hell no.
Me neither.
Hell no.
I had it, though, so I feel like I'm good.
Hell yeah, I feel like my body already, you feel me?
Fought
that shit off. And then come back.
Like, think about it, nigga. If a nigga beat your ass one time, and you see that nigga in the street again, he gonna beat your ass again? Hell no, nigga. I know what you look like, nigga. I already know what to expect. That's how I'm treating COVID.
God.
I'm everywhere without a mask.
I just don't trust. I don't really
trust the government. Especially as a black man.
Vaccine, exactly. We've been oppressed for way too fucking long, bro.
500 years.
Like, think about the fucking the Tuskegee fucking syphilis project where they was just, you think you're getting a vaccine for the shit, they're actually injecting you with the shit.
Bro, America has a long history of doing that to its minorities. Shit, the Tuskegee Airmen was an all-black platoon in the Air Force back in the segregated days, and they led bombing attacks, they led exports, and they led so many different successful missions. And do you know once they got home, all they got was a fucking needle in the arm and a pat on the motherfucking back? Bro, you know what the Tulsa Massacre is, right? The Tulsa Massacre is after World War II when the fucking soldiers came home and they were pulled off the bus and beaten until they died in front of their families.
America to do that to you.
So how you expect me to take a vaccine because y'all ain't done hella demonic shit to my people before? So I should trust you now? As if times have changed?
Man, we can't, bro. You know what I feel like black people need to do worldwide?
What?
Unite, bro.
Okay. So look, to add on to that, I feel like 100% if black people united, we would 100,000% be unstoppable. But due to systematic racism embedded in us from the slavery days, we never can. We never can. Me and you can. But as black men, I want to see something like that happen. But it's like, shit, bro, we got put onto peacocking at a young age. You know what peacocking is? The
fuck is that?
Peacocking is, boom, we back in slave times. We all got on the same dirty clothes, everything, okay? Mm-hmm. Me and you are of equal value because of how we look in our jobs. Boom, slave master, come rape a slave. Have him a little light-skinned child. Light-skinned child is obviously in the house because he's more fair-skinned, so he's of greater value. And then what they'd do is a slave would run away. One slave would snitch on him. Hey, Stanley, you know what? We finna get you some new clothes. We finna build you a house, and you're gonna have hot meals every day. Now what? Stanley is of greater value than the same people that he was picking cotton with yesterday based off of what he has now and what he looks like. And that was embedded in us. So our success is based on, yeah, me and Stanley Kubrick, nigga, Stanley only got 2 Rolexes. I got 3. Why is that a factor? If we both niggas and we both come from the same background, why does what you have and what I have differ? Nigga, Pop Smoke was killed by brothers. Man. Brothers killed him.
R.I.P. to the Wu.
R.I.P. Like, man. Shit, nigga, Lil Snoop killed in his own hood. Nip killed in his own hood, at his own store, on his own block, man. With his own niggas.
Teaching
wealth and positivity. But it's like, at the end of the fucking day, bro, you just...
At the end of the day, you just a nigga.
This nigga is stupid.
At the end of the day.
But, I mean, shit, you feel like we touched base on a lot?
Hell yeah, I feel like that was a pretty cool conversation. Easy flow.
Easy flow, straight to the point. But, hey man, this is Let's Talk Pharrella. Check out Pharrella Galleria on Instagram. Checks out Pharrella Talk on TikTok. And this is my man.
Stan the Man Stan.
Hey, tell them some of your handles. Let these people know where to find you.
You know what I'm saying? You can find me on IG, Stan the Man Stan, just like that.
Bow! Hope you guys enjoyed Cypher Something. I have plenty of content on the way. Check out Pharrella Galleria on Instagram. This is a new segment I'm adding to Let's Talk Pharrella, but I just wanted to give insight and feedback and perspective on certain topics and point of views from everybody's life. I hope you guys enjoy the beat because we worked really hard on it. Shouts out to Little Uzi Squirt.